There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Big night in the NBA for Joel Embiid and also Karl Anthony Towns. Although Embiid had 70 in a win against the Spurs, Karl Anthony had 62 in a loss. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Coming up, I'll bring back some comments that Kobe Bryant had. I think this is 6 or 7 years ago. And I asked him to choose his 81-point game that we just celebrated the anniversary yesterday, or the final game of his NBA career when he scored 60. So I'll have that for you coming up. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. That would be the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And let's see, poll question for hour two, Seton. Let's recap what we did with hour one. We'll talk to the great comedian Kevin James. He'll stop by. And Mark Sanchez, former NFL quarterback, will join us as well.
I would rather score 81 in a game or be the NBA scoring champion. Right now, at 68% of the vote, is still NBA scoring champion. Okay. A lot of it seems to be I'd rather have 35 a night every night than 81 one night.
Yeah.
Which I definitely get that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to be great. I want it sustainable. Not, hey, you had one great game. Like Michael Redd, didn't he have 55 in a game? Yes, Marvin.
Tony Delk also had a 50-point game.
Yeah. Like, you know, you can go off. These guys are great scorers, and sometimes it just hits you, and your teammates know it, and they feed you the ball. Yes, Marv.
And there's not random scoring champions. There's random guys who score 50 a night or 50 for one night, but not random scoring champ. There's no scoring champ that's like, huh, he won a scoring title?
Bloop, bloop. All right. I think in college.
Did you just Tony Reale, Marvin?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I gave him a blue.
Like points.
Yes, he got points there. In college, like I remember a couple of guys who led the nation in scoring. A guy from Richmond, his name was Bob McCurdy. Also, Johnny Newman, I think, led the nation in scoring. I think he was at Ole Miss. So there were guys, Freeman Williams, Bird Everett. There are guys who led the nation in scoring where you go, huh? But you don't lead the NBA in scoring where you go, huh? Yeah, Paulie.
But I guess to stay with my argument here for 81 is we're talking about guys who have dropped 50, which is really impressive, and it's nice. But like you said, there's a lot of people could do it. 81 is a really different stratosphere. 70 really is. But 81, Kobe is modern era the greatest scorer in the game. You have to go back to...
Okay, would you rather shoot a 59 on a PGA event or... You end up being the player of the year on the PGA Tour. So you get one day where you make history, or you get the entire season. Because that's what we're talking about.
Can the 59 be during a major?
Sure.
I'll take it.
But it doesn't mean you win the major.
Okay.
You get 59. Let's say you got at 59 at the Masters, or you win player of the year.
59 at the Masters.
Okay. I would take player of the year. Because chances are, I might have won the Masters. And maybe another major in there. All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. Changing the poll question up, or did you do that already, Seton?
You know, I was actually going to throw out one for a topic I don't think we've hit today.
Okay.
I don't remember. But Todd Bowles not calling a timeout at the end of the game against the Lions.
Okay. What, dot, dot, dot?
Dot, dot, dot.
Hmm.
That no big deal, or?
It was a deal.
It was a deal.
And I think it's becoming a bigger deal because Todd Bowles doubled down and basically saying they didn't have any time left. This is what he had to say yesterday.
The Lions were taking a knee in victory formation with 12, 13 seconds left on the play clock. Is there, like, in terms of not taking your last time out, is there like a gentleman's agreement if you don't do it on the first two like that, that you're just going to end the game?
It's not a gentleman's agreement. They were in field goal range. We'd have had 12 seconds calculated after using that timeout to come back from it. Then we would have been down 11 points. It's kind of pointless. You kind of know when the game is over, and the game was over.
Okay, he's mismanaging the clock after the game, recalling how much time was left. So Detroit took the snap too early, and you could have taken a timeout, forced them to kick a field goal. And there was 36 seconds left. Let's say you block it. You score a touchdown, two-point conversion. Or if they miss the field goal, you still have a little bit of, you have a chance. That's what I don't understand, what Todd is saying there. And then to basically say, well, you know, it was the inevitable. Why postpone the inevitable? Okay. I was surprised at that. Also, head coach.
It is the playoffs.
Yeah.
Might as well just burn the timeout. It doesn't.
This isn't week four where you go, yeah, you know what? Let's get on the charter and get back home and start preparing next week for Kansas City. That was what was surprising. The head coaching carousel in full swing. By the way, the Titans have a new head coach. He is the former offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. You can applaud if you want to, Marvin. You were applauding over there? Brian Callahan is the head coach, former offensive coordinator with the Bengals. The Raiders quietly announced that Antonio Pierce is going to be their head coach. That was Friday at 4:15 Eastern that they make that announcement. But if you look at two coaches that are left here in the playoffs, one in the NFC, one in the AFC, it's that reminder of you don't have to hire the offensive or defensive coordinator. Because John Harbaugh was in charge of special teams before he took over. In charge of special teams in Baltimore. And then Dan Campbell, his highest full-time position was an assistant head coach in New Orleans. He wasn't a coordinator. Not all coordinators are meant to be head coaches. But we make that mistake. I know we want to give them that opportunity. There are certain guys who aren't wired to be a head coach. There are certain guys who are. Maybe they wouldn't be great coordinators, but they're great head coaches. And there's a big difference in that. And sometimes you'll see these guys know what they're doing offensively or defensively, but then you got to handle everything else that goes along with that title. You got to, you know, do well, win press conferences there. You got to deal with, you know, tricky reporter questions there and salary cap and draft and all of that. When you're a coordinator, you go into your little vacuum and then you got your guys and the head coach leaves you alone. You're the defensive coordinator. You don't have to talk to anybody. They'd prefer you didn't talk to anybody. In fact, it's rare when an offensive or defensive coordinator has to talk to the media. Even if you ask for them, you can't get them. They're like, nope, you know, maybe coach. Oh, you can't have him. But you look at these two coaches here and how they did it. And when Dan Campbell was introduced at the press conference, I had that reaction like, okay, this can't last. Maybe in college, but not in the NFL. But it has. And they started out poorly. And I thought they were a playoff team last year. I mean, they had it in place. They were a fun team to watch, and they started to believe in themselves. And now you have them where they are in the NFC title game. No matter what happens, it's been a great year for Detroit. Great year. San Francisco has to go to the Super Bowl. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, they have to go to the Super Bowl. Like at some point you say to Lamar, you know, Lamar Jackson, hey, regular season, that's nice, but It's like Joel Embiid last night. The first thing I thought was, damn, 70 points. The second I thought was, yeah, but it doesn't matter until we see what you do in the postseason. Is he a more skilled player than the Joker? Probably so. He plays offensively and defensively better than Joker does. But what does that mean? Great, you're more talented. Even more of a reason why, hey, why don't you have success? Why don't you get to an NBA Finals? Or maybe you get to a conference final. But Joel Embiid is extremely talented. But what are you going to do in the postseason? Lamar Jackson, you're going to have two MVPs. Can you do something in the postseason? Is this sustainable? Because that's what we want. Mahomes could actually, he could go and not get to the Super Bowl this year, and I don't think it's a negative. Because if I look at the house credit that he has, he's okay. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't want to go or he'd view this season, as anything less than a disappointment. You know, but Lamar Jackson, let's see. It's like Mike Trout. Man, great regular season. We want to see what you do in the postseason. Sometimes it's not fair. But those are the expectations that come along with being one of the greats of all time. Yes, Todd.
That was all the more reason to root for the Bills against the Chiefs. Then you're guaranteed to have Allen or Jackson get their Super Bowl shot this year.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes, Marvin.
Going back to Gervin and David Thompson, those are two guys that didn't have very much playoff success. And now, like someone like me that wasn't alive back then, I looked at him like, who are they?
Yeah.
And then you look up like, man, those dudes were like phenomenal scores. And that's how someone maybe 20 years from now may look at Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson if they don't get there, because you'll hear so much about Patrick Mahomes because he was winning Super Bowls, which might be the big thing.
All right, here's Kobe talking about his 81-point game and his final game when he scored 60. And we talked to him. It was April of 2018. And I asked him to choose. Would he choose between the 81-point game or his 60-point final game? Here's Kobe's response. Here's a question I thought of yesterday. If I said, now, you did both of these, but if I said you could only have one on your resume, you could get the 81, or you could get the 60 in your last game. You have to pick between those two. You only get one.
Oh, man. I'd probably go with the 81, because we were like one game out of making the playoffs that year, so we literally needed every single game to get into the postseason. So if we had dropped that one, I think we would have been in serious jeopardy of missing the playoffs that year. So I'll go with the 81.
Reggie Miller and I got into a heated discussion. Like, he kept saying, you're going to end your career with 60, and then he put exclamation points on his text message, and I said, but 81 exclamation points, that's come on. 81, and Reg goes, no, 60 on your last game.
I'm enjoying the fact that you guys are actually having that debate. That's pretty cool.
So that's Kobe, 2018, April 2018. Still great to have that in our archives to be able to bring that back out. Yeah, you put up 81, but it's 81 with Kobe's career. So everything that goes along with that. You know, 60 in your final game, it wasn't like this was a one-off for Kobe when he went for 81 and you go, all right, he had a good game. But I love the Jalen Rose that we get to give him a little grief every time we have him on when we talk about Kobe's 81. And then Jalen's like, I didn't guard him the whole night. And then they did that commercial where Kobe's there sitting, getting ready to have a martini, and he goes, oh, I'll have 81 olives, please. Olives. And Jalen's like, he's got to just eat it.
I love that he like walks in. He's like, oh, no, there he is. He tries to like avoid him. Oh, no. Hey.
That's a fun commercial.
That's great.
Fun commercial. So Embiid has a big night. And Carl Anthony Towns. Now, listen to Carl Anthony Towns, head coach. Carl Anthony Towns goes for 62. And his coach, Chris Finch, isn't happy.
No, obviously, we're going to try to feed a hot hand, look for a hot hand. But at some point, we got to get back to making the right play. We got to get back to doing the right things. That's just, like I said, there's a lot of ways to be immature. There's always a lot of ways to be immature, and there was a lot of immature performances here throughout the roster. We totally disrespected the game, ourselves, and we got exactly what we deserved. So,
wow. He could have stopped. He almost stopped. But then after going, and then he talks to him about being immature. Yes, Marvin.
He was like a parent. Hey, stop jumping on the bed. Stop jumping on the bed. They hit their heads. See, that's what you get. See? Good. Now go sit down.
Carl Anthony Towns, they were feeding him in the fourth quarter, and they shouldn't have kept feeding him because he looks spent. And then they lost the game, and that's what his coach is talking about. That's one of those where you go, hey, you know what? We're a young team, and we're learning. We're trying to figure this out. I'm really proud of this team and certainly Carl Anthony with the performance that he had, and leave it at that. But when you go immature, he doesn't have to tell us anything. All he has to do is say that to his team.
Isn't he?
He is, but he's telling us too.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that he did, but he doesn't have to.
I thought that was something that like coaches used.
They're using us?
They said things in press conferences to get a message to the team.
But why not just send it to the team?
Well, I don't think he's walking into the locker room being like, hey guys, great job tonight, huh? Came close there. You guys did good, Cat. Hey, hell of a performance, all right? Let's keep it up.
But he could go in there and say, guys, that can't happen. We have to be smarter than that.
Do you think if they had a bad game and he came in and said, we'll get him next time. Carl Anthony Towns had a great game, though, that their local like beat writers and stuff would be like, is coach aware that they lost the game?
No, you don't have to say it to the media. You can say it to your team. You can give tough love in a locker room. I don't know if you need to send the message. Like, if you need to use the media to send a message to your team that they're immature, well, you did it, but I don't think you needed to. Yes, Marv.
No, I enjoyed that. Humble them. Oh, you're 30-13, but you lost to the Hornets.
Yeah, but I'm rich.
It's true.
Says Calipari.
Coach, I make more than you do.
Yeah.
Coach, I make more than you do.
Yeah, but I'm rich.
Yeah. Take a break. Phone call's coming up. Settle on our poll question for hour two. The great comedian, actor, Kevin James will join us on the program. And we're back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
He's Kevin James, actor, comedian. He's got a comedy special, Irregardless, premieres today on Amazon. His Owls Don't Walk tour begins February 3rd. Tickets available at KevinJames.com. So you're joining us from Kelly Clarkson's studio, and then you're going to go on her show?
Yes, I'm backstage now. I'm in one of the dressing rooms here.
You ever been in a bad green room?
I've been in a very few good ones. these beautiful theaters you play, you know, when you're doing stand-up, they're over 100 years old, and I think the green rooms are 150 years old. They're tiny little, you know, they're tough. They're pretty tough, but this one's actually pretty nice. It's not too bad.
Now, do you have things in your rider when you do your stand-up special? You go city to city. Any demands there that might surprise us?
Yeah, it's not crazy like you'd think. It's just I just think coffee or something like that. Literally nothing. I'm pretty easy. We bring stuff, you know. My diet changes every 3 minutes, so, you know, I'm into agave, and now I'm not. Now honey, you can't have honey, and now, so it's like we just bring our own, whatever it is I'm trying to do, whatever wave I'm trying to catch to get in shape next.
I was wondering, when you did cameos on Everybody Loves Raymond, right? Mm-hmm. Now, did that lead to King of Queens?
No, it helped.
Not connected.
Not connected in that way. No, I had a development deal at NBC, and we were developing the show. But what really helped me solidify it, I was at NBC then when we were starting the process. They didn't. They passed on the show, The King of Queens. But because Ray invited me to write an episode with him, we wrote one on golf. That was the one that I was able to write and get in on, and CBS saw it and said that they were okay giving me my own show. So it helped. He was such a big help in all that.
When you do stand up and you go out and test this material, I'm assuming you go out to smaller clubs and test, but if it doesn't go well, is the joke removed or rewritten?
It depends. I mean, it depends on, you know, sometimes I'll force things and I'll be like, nope, this is funny. That audience was not great and I'm going to try it again. And sometimes they prove me wrong where I'm like, oof, I've tried so many times. It's just a pain in the ass to get this thing going and it's just not working. So, you know, I'm pretty good at knowing I think this is going to work for me. But I've written bits like way too long, you know, and done the whole thing, and it ends up, you know, I lose the audience with it. So it's like, it ends up just being a really short bit, but it's still in there. You know, it's a funny punch, and then you're out.
Tougher to start a comedy show or end a comedy show?
That's a good question. I think start, because when you come on stage, they give you a couple minutes, you know, they're just excited to see you, which is nice. So they're really, really happy with you. But if you don't hit them with the first few jokes, or you miss, or something's a little off and your timing's a little off, you can lose them. It's more dangerous there. By the end of the show, you've kind of built up a relationship with them, and they kind of know, you know, they hopefully like you at that point. So it's a little easier, I think, to end. Although I've missed endings. Like, I've gone to my big closer and it didn't go. So I've got to go on and try to find another one. You know, it's like you try to go, get out on that last big laugh, and if it doesn't go, you got to find another.
Also, you like go into extra innings with this.
Yes, it's extra innings. It's not fun. And I'll torture them because I'll just stay as long as I can, as long as necessary.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not leaving until you guys start laughing. So
yeah, yeah.
When you were younger, did you ever follow somebody who crushed? Like, do you remember that feeling and who it was?
Oh yeah. I mean, I remember seeing Sandler. I first met him at the comic strip in New York, and I just went up to him and he was really nice to me, and I watched him just crush. Ray was one of the first ones that I saw crush too. I was hosting, you remember the Young Comedian special, the HBO Young Comedian special? They were doing, auditions for that, and I got to host it. So I was on all night long emceeing, and I watched these guys come up, and I was trying to be seen myself to see if I got on, if I can get on. And all these comedians would come on, and they would just hammer. And then Ray came on, and I'm like, how is he going to follow this last guy? Whoever it was, just destroyed. And Ray's just very low key. So, but he did. He changed. He taught me a lesson that, like, he just settled into the audience. Like, he stayed at his pace, where I would have tried to amp it up and try to get him going, and just be louder. He stayed at his pace, and the first joke didn't go as well, but then he got him, and he crushed, and he ended up getting that special. I didn't.
Norm MacDonald had a unique delivery.
Crazy great. Yeah.
How would you describe that style? I mean, it's not traditional.
No. It was so unique, and that was just so, he was so committed to it, and there was nowhere else to go. That's the thing. It wasn't like he went into a character and delivered a joke that way. That was him, and I loved it so much that he's again so different than anything you've seen or will see probably. It was that that style.
Yeah, he didn't care that if you cared, it was like,
right.
Hey, I care, and if you don't, that's okay. Like, move on with this. We're talking to Kevin James. He has his comedy special premieres today on Amazon. It's called Irregardless. And his Owls Don't Walk tour begins February 3rd. Tickets available at kevinjames.com. Family-friendly stand-up on Amazon?
Yes.
How important was it to do it that way?
It was important for me 30 years ago. That's what happened. It's like I used to curse like a crazy man with all my buddies. But I realized that it was more out of laziness. Like, I didn't want to have to change my set if I ever got the Tonight Show or if I got a TV spot. I just started saying, I got to write clean. I don't want to have to change my material. So I don't do any, like, political stuff or current events. Like, I didn't want to write stuff that I'm going to lose it after it's done. So it's like, to build a universal act for me was, like, it was important. And it just kind of settled in that way, and I just, I try to write that way. I don't think about it like, I gotta write clean now, but it just happens that way, and it can be challenging sometimes, but it works out.
Recap your year as a New York Jet fan.
Oh my gosh, it's just getting more and more depressing because I'm saying the same thing every year.
And I didn't lead with this, Kevin. I waited till the very end.
Oh, I know. By the way, I was there opening night, for
Rodgers.
Yes, and I didn't make it into the stadium before he got. I was in the parking lot, walking in, and it was over. You just heard this massive, the energy just left the stadium, and I was like, you knew something was wrong, and you're like, whoa, what was that? And of course, we find out. I think it was four plays in or something.
Yeah.
And it felt like it felt across the whole NFL. I mean, everybody, it was an exciting thing to go for, to root for and to see how it's going to turn out, whether you're a Jet fan or not. And when that was taken away, it just, I don't know.
Would you have given up one of your healthy Achilles to keep Rodgers in there, quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was like a kidney thing? Yeah. Yes. What am I doing? You know,
you're not using your Achilles.
No, I haven't used it in years.
Okay,
you can have both. By the way,
we have an undercover skit idea, Paulie.
Okay, so you know, King of Queens. We all know the role you played on King of Queens. What if you went as a mean-spirited UPS driver undercover, where it's clearly it's you, but you're not the nice guy from CBS. You're not the nice UPS driver. Mm. And see if people figure it out and their reaction as they confuse you as the celebrity to just a UPS driver.
Okay.
Hilarity would ensue.
That's the elevator pitch there from Paulie, my producer.
Yeah.
By the way, I couldn't be more confused myself right now.
That's part of it. You play an undercover UPS driver, basically.
I'm an undercover. Okay.
But people may recognize you as your role from King of Queens.
Right, but I'm not that guy.
No. More mean-spirited. Because you kind of look tough right now with the bald and the
right.
goatee.
With the, a little bit more edgy, right?
Yes.
I got to smile more.
Yeah. Is that what your wife says?
Yes, all the time.
Smile!
She's like, what are you doing? Yeah, it is a little bit. I don't realize that. Without the hair, you look a little like you're angry.
Yeah, there's a wrestler feel to you.
Yeah, a Big Show kind of, like, yes.
And you played a wrestler before.
A fight, MMA fighter.
Oh.
I didn't play it.
Okay.
But yes.
Wrestle.
Yeah.
You wrestled in high school.
I wrestled 1 year in high school. I wrestled against Mick Foley, you know. Mick Foley was on, it went to my high school and my college, by the way. But he, I was a running back in high school. And our team needed a heavyweight. So they brought me in. I'd never wrestled before. I was a strong kid. So I had like a double leg takedown. That's all I had. So if I could take you down and squeeze you, you know, I would win a lot of matches. But if you knew anything about wrestling, you could beat me easily. And, I remember one match, it came down to that. 'Cause I think Mick was hurt or I don't know what it was. They needed me. And it was a big match that was going back and forth. And when you're a heavyweight, you wrestle last. So, it was an away game or away match. And, I was going against this big kid, and I remember I was so panicked because everybody like turned to me, and it was one of those like in a sports movie where it's just everybody looked at me, and it was like, you're in, and it was like Vision Quest, you know. I take the head, you know, you put the headset on, you get in there. I put my foot on the line, and they're like, go, and I double legged him, and I went back on him, and then he rolled me immediately, and he was so big I couldn't breathe. I was suffocating under him. And I was fighting like crazy, and he ended up pinning me, and we lost. And it was the worst. I just remember the bus ride home. Two things. I remember everybody being quiet and probably hating me. And I remember, number two, I smelt just like that guy. So I had the smell and a quiet ride home.
You didn't mind being called a heavyweight. I always wondered about that. Hey, you're the heavyweight.
No, I was in good shape. Like, I liked it because most heavyweights were back then. I wasn't ripped, but I was in good shape. I was like 200 pounds maybe, or 195,
okay. Yeah.
Or whatever. But I was like, you know, you'd go against these guys that were just, you know, grass fed, big guys.
But luckily, you've gotten over that embarrassing moment that you had
just now. Yeah.
Have fun with Kelly Clarkson. And good luck with the special. Irregardless, premieres today on Amazon. Family friendly. And Owls Don't Walk tour begins February 3rd. Tickets available. KevinJames.com. Thank you, Kevin. Hi, buddy.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Kevin James. I think we've been in like five movies together.
Like Redford and Newman, you two.
Well, not exactly that. Oh. We were in a Now Pronounce You, Chuck and Larry. I was in Grown Ups 1 and 2. I was in Hubie Halloween. And I think there's one other one that we were in together. And we were in a few scenes together. But is there another one that you see, Paulie, on his IMDb that I might have been in since I've been in, I think, 20 of Sandler movies?
I mean, technically, we've all been in a scene with Kevin.
Oh, Pixel.
Pixels, he was up at the podium.
Yes. We were in that movie as well, up in Toronto.
Like Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, you two.
Not exactly. Oh. Not exactly. There's the scene in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, where Sandler and Kevin James are, you know, firefighting partners, and they're trying to get benefits, and then they appear to be married. And So the scene, I'm supposed to be in Brooklyn, and we just get ready to start shooting my scene with Sandler and Kevin James. And Sandler goes, Danny, how about a Brooklyn accent? Right as we're ready to start shooting. And I go, come on. And then Kevin James goes, come on, you call yourself an actor? You don't have a Brooklyn accent? And I go, you could have told me this before. I did Blended with Sandler and Drew Barrymore. I get there, and my character's got a Greek name, last name. And Sandler goes, as I deliver my lines, in front of everybody, Drew Barrymore, they're all, you know, watching this. And he goes, Danny, how about a Greek accent? I go, Sandman, you're just telling me. He goes, your last name is Greek. I said, but that doesn't mean that I speak Greek. And then he said, all right, give it a try. So I delivered my lines in what I thought was a Greek accent. It didn't make the movie.
Danny.
Yeah. So then there was Zohan. He's a Sandler movie. What's the official title of Zohan?
Don't
mess with the Zohan. And Emmanuel Shrieky's in the movie. And what? Sandman knew that, hey, you know, if you can get me into that movie, that'd be nice. Just to say hello to Emmanuel Shrieky, who was, Sloan in Entourage. So there's a role that Rob Schneider got, and that's the cab driver. Well, Sandler goes, Danny, can you do a Middle Eastern accent? And I said, no. And I'm not doing a Middle Eastern accent. So if you see the movie, Rob Schneider's the cab driver, and he had offered me that opportunity. Hey, you got a Brooklyn accent? You got a Greek accent? How about Middle East? No. How about Midwest from Cincinnati? That's all I got. All right. Home Team, I was in that one too with Kevin James.
You were.
Okay. Yeah. That's where he plays Sean Payton. Yeah. But I play myself in that, so that doesn't really count. That's not acting. All right, let me take a break. Phone calls coming up. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Slip in a couple of phone calls here. We did have a formula for sitcoms. It always was the heavier guy, and then it was always the pretty girl. CBS would always have that. Hey, it's the big guy, and then it's the beautiful wife there. Felt like there was a pattern. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, Leah Remini, King of Queens.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing against Kevin James, but Leah Remini.
But you have to be like, you can't take it as an insult. Like if you're Kevin James, you're every man. You're kind of not too big, not too small. You don't have a great job. You don't have a bad job.
I think at some point you go, man, the pay's really good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know, maybe this started with Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners.
Audrey Meadows.
Right? As he's a bus driver. And, you know, Jackie Gleason, really big guy. But then it was like, we always go, whenever you watch those shows, don't you go, that guy couldn't get her in real life. Like Sofia Vergara on Modern Family with right. Ed O'Neill.
Now, Ed is a retired, rich businessman. They trumpet how much money he has
okay.
on that show.
So that's a sugar daddy. That's a whole different formula.
Did you guys ever see that episode of SNL where it's like a newscast? Horatio Sands is the actor? Does that sound right?
He is.
One of the comedians?
Yeah.
So he's standing there, and it's a live shot of like an accident in a neighborhood. And Horatio Sands is sitting there with Margot Robbie, who's his wife, who's, you know, stunningly, she's top five on earth. And so they throw it out to the live shot, and the guy goes, "Here, let me talk to a couple of local witnesses who saw the crash," and interview Horatio Sands, who's a big, thick guy, kind of every man. Mm-hmm. And let me talk to his, and all of a sudden the guy in the studio goes, excuse me, to the reporter, he goes, real quick, he goes, "Did you say that's his wife?" He goes, "Yes, it was. Back to you in the studio, Tim." He goes, "Can you go back? Is he a lottery winner?" And they go back. They keep going. The newscasters keep going back and forth to find out how he got her. It's
yes, Marvin.
Classic.
Every time I see the George Lopez show, his sitcom, I'm like, no way, no way. He was just a regular, like a factory worker that became like a manager of a factory worker of the factory plant. And I'm like, Constance Marie is the actress's name.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it wasn't Ed O'Neill and Sofia Vergara. Okay,
but we've done that before in real life when you go over to somebody's house and you're going, oh, that's your wife. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Sally and I have been together for 12 years. Love every day. Yes, Mark.
I saw this once where the guy was a bigger guy, older, but then I saw a picture of him when he was young. And my wife goes, oh, I see it. Really, really handsome when he was young and thin. And then he put on a couple dozen pounds.
Why don't you just call me out? Okay.
Now he's calling me out.
No, you're still sharp as a...
That's true. That is true.
Remember you used to work out 30 years ago and then you found potato chips at M&M's somewhere?
That is true. That's a remarkable. You know when you have the reverse transformation?
Okay, here we go.
Where you know, like the before and after. Yes, Eaton.
It's like, oh, this is the dude she settled for. Because in her past, there's some super wealthy guy that she thought was going to be the guy, but then that didn't work out. And it's like, well, this is the guy I ended up with.
Andrew in Florida. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
6'2", 210. Two questions for you, DP. First one, just watched That's My Boy with my wife, and what a funny movie that was. But favorite Sandler movie, would love to know. And then second question, Pat Mahomes, Kelsey, or Gronk and Brady, who would you rather have?
Well, I'm going to stay with Brady and Gronk. The fact that we're allowing them into the conversation says an awful lot about them. But I would still stay with Gronk and Brady, but, you know, hey, I'm open to Gronk and Kelsey and Mahomes being the greatest duo in playoff history. Jeremy in Texas. Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just wanted to let you in on a little bit of help for your podcast, on your betting podcast.
Okay.
And my ability to bet on the future, because I had the fortune. My daughter graduated with Patrick in Lighthouse High School, and I had the fortune of watching him grow up and seeing every game. I think I might have missed one or two games. And when he went to Tech, I famously told whoever would listen unfortunately, that he's never going to amount to nothing. They've had quarterbacks go to Tech and just fade off. And basically every game, my lovely bride of 25 years right now will certainly let me remember that bit of information that I said. And said, you know, you remember when you said that he's not going to be amounting to much? He's won 2 Super Bowls. He's been to 3 MVP. Yeah. Yeah, I said, you know, I was wrong on that one. But if you need help for the future,
oh, thank you, Jeremy. Man. Thank you. We'll keep you on speed dial. By the way, Andrew in Florida was asking me about my favorite Sandler movie. None that I'm in. I would say Deeds. I've always loved Mr. Deeds. And then every time I see a movie, a Sandler movie that I wasn't in, I always go, well, I could have played that role. Or I could have played that role. But Mr. Deeds, I still get a kick out of that. Let's see, what else would be in there? Yes, Todd.
Does he still owe you a car? Did you reach that number of movies?
You know what? It hasn't been brought up. Because I was in Hubie Halloween. That was supposed to be the movie that Sandler would then buy me a car. But now he's gotten like, you know, he's this serious actor. He's in this space movie.
You think he's bought these Safdie Brothers cars already?
Or yes. Like, he's
moved into that realm now.
Yeah, now he's working with these other directors and producers, and they're really serious and important. And all of a sudden, all of us, we got kicked to the curb. You know, David Spade and Rob Schneider. Sandler doesn't care about us anymore. He's now an actor. He wants to win an Academy Award. Yeah, great. What about us? We're trying to feed our family, Sandman.
I just saw him the other day, too, wearing a scarf and like a nice coat, too.
I was going to say.
Hey. He had on like shoes, some slacks, a nice coat, and a scarf tied around. Yeah, and then I'm lying.
It was a Knicks scarf, though. So, it's, you know, make it what you will.
There is no way. There is no way. Nah. Yes, Pauline.
This new movie is called Spaceman. You're right.
Yeah.
Jakub Prozaka.
And he's in with Carrie Mulligan.
Oh.
And she's a big time.
Orphan as a boy and raised in the Czech countryside by his grandparents, he overcomes the odds to become the first astronaut from the Czech Republic. I think it's a serious movie.
Oh, that story again.
That old bit. Spaceman 2. It's actually Spaceman 2.
Yeah. And you know, it's no heads up, no. Because I said, hey, got any movies coming?
You could be one of the guys at Mission Control, Dan.
It was so bad. It was pathetic that I sent him a text recently. I said, hey, Sandman, I want to plan my summer. Let me know if you have a movie. And he goes, Danny, working on something. And then that was it.
I don't do that goofy stuff anymore. Come on, Danny.
Final hour on the way. More phone calls. Mark Sanchez will stop by as well. Fritzy, Seton, Marvin, Pauly, yours truly. Back after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.